Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
All right, it's Friday. We do it every time, every week at this time. It's the most difficult damn game in the world. TJ joins us for it. It is time for Who Said It. And David, you know you're going to have to add Dono to that list after Doug's performance today.
Yeah, we'll get to that eventually. So you guys ready?
Okay, TJ, take it easy. Let's play the game.
I'm going to have to turn this board off in a second.
No, don't take the big man's joy. He loves operating the soundboard. Go ahead.
All right, number one. We felt like we were rooked, but Ben Wallace became the cornerstone of a team that won a championship and so beloved here. And on this trade, Goff wasn't the prize. The prize was the draft picks.
Oh, dear. That sounds rather dramatic. TJ, you want to take first run?
No. I don't want to be the guy to say, can you repeat that right off the bat?
I'll repeat it.
I'd rather have somebody else take
it. Say it. The goofballs at the spelling bee do it all the time.
I'm just trying to figure out what the context of this. David, just give it one more time.
I will repeat it. We felt like we were rooked, but Ben Wallace became the cornerstone of a team that won a championship and so beloved here. And on this trade, Goff wasn't the prize. The prize was the draft picks.
Who would speak like that?
Oh my goodness, yeah.
You know what it sounds like?
Karshian vibes. I don't know why.
Okay,
but.
See, I was leaning towards like that is that sounds like Jim Costa. It just
rooked?
Sounds.
We got rooked. Who says
who
that?
Says, dude, yeah, who says that? Is David everybody eligible?
Yes, everyone is eligible.
Okay. We Jim uses big words all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's your disciple. You would know him better than we do.
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and just say Karsh. I think he would lean back to, you know, Ben Wallace in the early 2000s Pistons. Yeah, I'll go Karsh.
All right.
I like the rooked, Mike. But you know what? I'm getting more of a Rieger. This sounds more like Rieger just because he loves bringing up stuff in the past all the time.
But rooked?
Rooked.
He reads.
Seems like a journalism word.
That's what I was thinking too, because could that be like Wojo being a journalist on the air type of deal? That was had the cadence of a
propagandist, maybe.
A
journalist?
Little.
He cashed in those chips years ago.
The rooked thing, though, is really what's throwing me. I think I might join you in Costa.
Lock in, everybody. Yeah, I'm going to go Costa. I don't think I got it right, but immediately when TJ asked David to repeat it, it just felt Costa-esque.
He does have an old soul. I got to say Wojo. I had to look up the term rooked. I've never even heard that before.
Okay, can I make a quick change? Evan, I'm with you. I'm going Wojo. I'm just getting Wojo vibes. And he uses the word prize a lot, too. You know, just
who's the
TJ,
prize?
TJ, you can't be serious in a completely unserious game. Yes, you can change your pick.
All right, I'm changing
So we got a couple of Wojos.
I'm going with Cookies. Are you going Rieger?
I'm going to go Rieger.
You're going to go Rieger. And Kenny, you're going
Costa.
One more time?
Jim.
Costa. David, who said it? Unbelievable. TJ talked himself out of the right pick.
Oh, my goodness. That's the worst mistake I've made in months. I can't believe it.
Dono. All right, let's go
Evan,
to number
shut
two.
Shut up, dude. You're changing my mind. Shut up, Evan.
Oh, that brought me joy when you changed your mind, TJ. All right, next up on the list.
Where's the Dono drop? TJ, did you hear that today?
Dono?
He's not Donovan Edwards. He's Dono.
Oh, Dono. The old, he's not good enough to have a nickname, all right?
I thought he was the Don.
Oh, we'll hear that about 1,000 times.
You got to rush for more than 11 yards to have a nickname, buddy.
Don't worry. I'm sure old Gus has been using Austin Powers pump all week for this game.
It's gold.
All right, I'm going to read number two here. When you did it last year with JJ, I think it was more effective because JJ's a good quarterback. When you do it with Davis Warren, you just know Alex Orji's coming in to run the ball.
TJ Lang.
Oh, man, can David go same show with Gator? I feel like with the when you do it, that's more of a opposing view.
So that would rule man. Doug and John
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that would rule Doug and John out. So I'm going with Gator, Mike, Evan. Well, Evan, I don't know if you count, buddy, but.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Ah, man, could Rico have said that? I'm kind of getting Rico vibes. Rico, you're going to have to back me up on this one. I think that's something you would say. I'm going to go with Rico. And I'm going to lock this one in. I'm not changing my damn mind this time.
All right, that's it. You're locked in. I won't let you change. It's Rico. All right, let's go to Kenny.
I think it's the co-host of Middays. I think Kang said this.
Oh.
I was kind of agreeing with Kenny. He said a lot without really being definitive. Like, we all know that it was different with JJ out there.
No way.
I'm going to say Kang as well.
All right. I mean, Rico, where are you at with it?
I was Kang.
Come on.
No. That's what I was going to tell TJ. I don't think that it was me, but you stopped it. And so
I don't think we said it. Like, I know you and I have said similar stuff, but Kenny's conviction. The only thing he feels stronger about is booze.
Hold on. David, one more time.
When you did it last year with JJ, I think it was more effective because JJ's a good quarterback. When you do it with Davis Warren, you just know Alex Orji's coming in to run the football.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Could it be Jansen?
No, because that's kind of critical.
Yeah, and he would have said when we did it last year.
Yep, going Kang.
All right, Kang it is. I'm not fighting this. This is a tidal wave of Kang. let's roll. Honestly, if you can collect it, he'll talk about it. All right, let's go. Who said it? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Sorry, guys. That's on me. I put that one on me.
Kenny, you were. It was like you. you were so, you had such conviction.
And he listens to that show so intently every single day.
Yeah, you can tell. All right, let's go. Let's go to number three.
Number three, Michigan State got a good result in week one. Did it look pretty? Absolutely not.
Well, I know that's not YouTube.
Oh, yeah, man. That would not be me.
A good result. That seems like Gator.
I was going to say, I'm locking in Gator here.
Because nobody's saying that was a good result.
Yeah, that sounds condescending. I think that's like a Wojo
that
take.
I thought that too.
That's a Woj take. Like,
it's a good result.
Did it look pretty?
What do you want?
But
you
it's a good result.
See, I'm thinking the same thing, except for I'm thinking that's Jansen.
Oh, like the backhanded compliment.
Yeah. You got your win. It was
good. Nice little win you got there.
Was anybody watching you Friday? Yeah, good result. You got
TJ, you know John more than anybody. You tell me.
No, I don't. Mike. All right, I'll throw it back on you. Could that be cookies?
Wow.
Oh, a condescending cookies.
Could it be condescending cookies? You got the result. Was it pretty? No.
But yeah, I love how when we're trying to be condescending, we all go into, like, T-Pain auto-tune Wojo mode. What do you want? I want to hear it one more time, and I'll lock in. This is difficult.
Michigan State got a good result in week one. Did it look pretty? Absolutely not.
Oh, I'm changing to Jansen.
Damn. I'm going to go John.
Because it's such a backhanded compliment.
I'm going to go John because I think Woj would have done something stupid like, you know, Sparty looked good Friday.
Those cute little Spartans.
That was the best game they're going to play all year.
Can I add something to this, though? Because I'm figuring it out. David likes to body bag Gator in this game a lot. Us all playing the insult game leads back to Gator. So I'm gonna lock in Gator.
Dude, I'm going to change real quick. I think I'm going John. Because I think if I was a Michigan State fan, they would have been like, I was disgusted. They got lucky to win. I think that's
Obi-Wan
a Michigan fan saying,
Kenobi.
They got the result, but didn't look good. You know what? You guys talked me into it. I'm going John. Because he uses absolutely more than anybody on the show.
All right, David, who said it?
Oh, who's that?
I'm filing. I'm filing a grievance.
How can you
include him?
Yeah, who?
Everyone is eligible.
Yeah, who was that, David?
That was Mark Ryan.
That was
who?
Who? Hold on, who?
Sound like Wojo had a cold.
Mark Ryan.
Mark Ryan?
David did us dirty. That's dirty. That is dirty.
David said everybody was eligible.
That's on us. You're supposed to be a man of God.
Here's why I did it.
I'm guessing Jeremy Otto next is what I'm
going
to do.
Brian Chapman next guest.
Here's why I did it, because I wanted to introduce now this drop from John. If it plays. Here we go.
Oh!
Jeez, I don't even think we need context.
Oh, my God.
All right, so that just opened up a whole door then. Like, we can guess Caputo. We can guess Brian Chapman. Like, everybody's
But it makes the game so difficult. It's hard enough to do the weekday day parts. Now, I mean, wait.
You're going to be doing Lions pre and post show.
I know.
Jeremy Otto's going to be in this next.
Yeah. You know, hey, here. Who am I? Who said it? Hey, up next in the Glee Act this season, I'd like to lock in Jeremy Otto.
Let me give you a real quick one to finish it off here.
Dono.
Sounds like your Saturday night.
This is between Rieger, his loudness for an extended period of time, or Kenny, because he smells.
Sheesh. I heard this one. I know who said this.
Wait, what? That was...
Wait, say that again about Kenny smelling?
This is between Rieger, his loudness for an extended period of time, or Kenny, because he smells.
It's got to be Wojo.
Oh, my God.
Wojo would not say that, would he?
Yeah, I could see him trying to be funny.
I'm not giving anything away.
Oh, man.
I mean, Kenny and I break each other's balls a lot, but that's tough, man. Jesus.
Can I kind of guide the train a little bit?
Yes, please.
Who's been known recently for insulting this show?
Jansen.
This show?
This show, yeah.
Jansen Milliken? Hates you guys.
Yeah.
I will give
because
no
we
more
speak hints. The truth and because we don't have a logo on our paycheck like he does?
he can keep it moving if he wants to go down that
I'm going to guess Tom.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Because Tom, yeah, he'd be like, oh, it's in good fun.
Who doesn't like free wings? Tom? You think Tom's going heel turn and just
Yeah, and then he went, ha ha
ha. Right. And nobody it's all a joke. Ha ha. Here's the grenade. Whee.
All right. Let's go with Mr. Clear.
Yep. He cut the laugh. There was a laugh.
Where was the loud laugh at the end? Did you cut that out?
Wow.
I did cut that out.
Wow.
Hilarious.
Wow.
True knee slapper there, Tom. Frickin', buddy.
You know what? It's a perfect place to stop. Oh, TJ boy. Just dropped a refrigerator on Tom's head. I think we're good. TJ, tremendous work by you. As always, 97-1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.